the baby ones are called, the little ones when it's first born is called a...
Peds.
And when they get a little older, they call them a...
Oh.
Okay, did you ever hear them called shoats?
Yeah.
What's that kind of in between?
Yes.
Okay. And what are those stiff hairs on a hog's back? They use them to make hair brushes sometimes. Don't remember bristle? That I...
Yes, I remember.
Okay. All right, what about those big teeth that the hog had? Remember?
Yes, I know they have big, some of them have great big teeth.
Yeah. Sometimes evidently they call them tush.
Yes.
How do you remember? How
they, this? They cut them, put some of them, pull them.
Yeah. What'd they call them?
Tush.
Okay.
They kill the, you know, pigs.
Yeah. And the place where you put the food for a hog would be a...
trough.
Okay, and two of them would be hog...
trough.
Did you ever have any names for a hog that grew up wild around here?
No.
You didn't have my old blue?
No.
Okay. And, what about the noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned? What did they say he did? He was... The calf would... if it's a big cow, you'd say the cow goes... Forgotten?
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't know much about swimming with them.
Yeah. Well, you remember how they kind of fuss when you were trying to wean them?
Yeah, sometimes I know them.
I was wondering if they say, would be more likely to say, blate or ball or...
They always took them away.
Yeah.
I quit giving milk like y'all for a while, you know, quit letting it down.
Okay.
But afterwards, yeah.
Okay, and the gentle noise that a cow would make, maybe would be out shooting.
Low, I said low.
Okay. And what about a horse? Neigh or whinny? Either one of those?
No.
Just don't remember that one. Okay. And if... you're going to go out and feed, say, the horses and the mules and the cattle. How would you say that? I'm going to go out and...
Feed up, that's what I'd say.
All right, and did you have any other things besides chickens in the way of that type of thing?
Guineas.
Yeah? And what about turkeys? Do you have turkeys?
No, we didn't have turkeys. We had... I hated it. You had to hunt the guineas.
Had to hunt them?
Yeah.
They go off and hide?
Yes, and if you put your hand in them, they wouldn't lay back in there.
Oh, they'd move to some other place?
They'd move somewhere and roost up in the tree.
Huh.
I had a sister, used to make me so mad with her. She'd find them, though. She'd tell Mama, make us hunt again. And I said, you want to go hunt it, go yourself. They'd lay by 11 o'clock.
At night or in the morning?
In the morning, at 11 o'clock, you follow. You could find all down in front of that house where we stayed, right through the bottom. We'd go down there and find again, and there's a 2 or 3 dozen eggs in this one. Just find them. They couldn't get the lake much because she won't hunt again. She want to hunt again in this and peek like this. I'd kill her.
She thought that was fun?
She liked the blackberry pie. She liked to hunt the guinea hen.
Uh-huh. Okay, and if you're going to feed the hens and the guineas, what would you say? I got to go out and
feed the chickens.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
setting hen.
And a place where you might put a hen or chickens to take them somewhere.
Put them in a cup.
And what about that bone when you cook a chicken that the children used to like to break?
Pullet bone.
The what?
Pullet bone.
Okay, and Ruth, which was the lucky side?